Nah, big up Beto, man. I'm sorry, bro. Do we owe him an apology? I don't know if we owe him an apology.
I
don't know if we owe him an apology. Yeah. We'll see you next season if we owe you an apology or not.
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Bench Podcast, man. Another day, another dollar, another week of the beautiful game has unfolded and been written into the, well, I can't lie, some boring history books this week,
bro. Yeah, bro, there were some games that were boring.
There's a couple nil-nils this week, couple nil-nils today, bro.
Yeah, bro,
Bears. Brentford, Chelsea, nil-nil, Man United, Man City, but nil-nil, that's just so, bro. Everton, Arsenal was a bore fest, 1-1. Yeah, bro, so it's been a bit of a weird one in the Barclays. Teams are dropping points, including us.
Yeah.
But we'll get into it. No Charles today, man. I think Charles like the Undertaker, bruv.
Chelsea.
Yeah. He's the streak has been broken.
The apps.
Yeah, the streak's been broken, man. So Charles is actually, he was saying, you know, that he had something that resembles what he was saying. If he thinks it's the Rona, man.
Is it?
He thinks it's run. He run it back, fam.
Fam, do you know what's crazy? I know a few people that have had similar.
Similar things.
Yeah, it's not, but they didn't get corona, but it's just like.
That's similar.
Yeah.
To be fair, there was something floating around.
Yeah, fam.
Like a couple weeks ago.
Some man was saying that it's back, baby. Jeez. It's made a comeback. They've got one of our brothers. Charles, if you listen, I hope you're good, my bro. Me, Jengi T, in the cut today, man. We're going to be discussing what's been going on in the Premier League this weekend. And we're going to talk some Champions League in the second half, boys, because I've actually got a stat which I think will actually surprise you guys. Because it surprised me, but I'll come on to it later.
Is it about a player or a team?
It's about Arsenal, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It surprised me when I heard about it. Look at this guy's thinking.
But it sounds like it's good, though.
It's something you'll be like, oh, shit, I didn't know that. Well, you might have known that, to be fair. But when I saw it, I was like, shit, I swear down. This is Arsenal, the case. Yeah, Arsenal team.
But we'll see, innit?
It's Champions League. Don't worry, bro. So long, bro. Swing me, fam.
Tell me then, G.
That's hilarious. But all right, guys, let's get into the Premier League, man. And someone said today on the live stream, they said when the sun comes out in England, that's when the football stops. So it's like people are saying like that's when everything just comes chill.
Yeah,
and a lot of the storylines are getting wrapped up.
People are trying
to get on the holiday beds and that.
I hear it.
And
man,
I can't lie, this weekend actually felt
it
like
felt
that.
It felt like that. It literally felt like, yo.
Felt like that, bro.
Have you booked the holiday?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you booked them days off?
Have you booked Tenerife, mate?
Trust me.
Get the kids out of school, all of that, bro. You know what I mean?
Half term as well.
Half term. It is half term. That's what it feels like, man. But let's start with Liverpool and Fulham. And Liverpool, this, I guess, was the shock of the day, man. This wasn't.
The innit boys.
Yeah, this wasn't meant to happen, bro. And. Where do I begin?
Yeah, where do you begin?
The boys were just complacent, man. I can't lie, we got away with it against Everton, because Everton was a bit of a tricky,
midweek game, isn't
it? Yeah, a bit of a flat game, man. Obviously, coming back off the international break, it wasn't great either, but this Liverpool-Fulham game.
I don't think you guys lost any players during international break, no?
No. We still had, in terms of like, play, I think, we actually, well, as a matter of fact, yeah, we did lose Alisson. Alisson got
injured. Oh, yeah, Alisson.
Which was kind of peak, but... Keller has been a good replacement.
Keller's a decent replacement.
Decent replacement, man. But today did not go to plan, guys. Liverpool, obviously, sat before the start of the day. We sat 11 points clear or 12 points clear. We had a chance to go 14 points clear.
Yeah.
But we just decided not to take it. Obviously, we lost 3-2. We went 1-0 up, bro. But to be honest, man, I felt like, you know what I'm talking about? Osman being on the beach.
Bro, you're thinking about holiday. The weather was...
Yeah, the weather was playing today still. But I just want to say, like, I feel like Arne Slot came out after the game and said that it wasn't due to complacency. He was kind of trying to say that it was, like, due to... Like, we've been on the good end of some close games over the season. And he was like, today is just one of the games that we didn't get on the good side of.
Fulham's kind of done well, man. They've done well to come back as well.
Fulham are a good team, bro. They've got some good players. I just think he's kind of taken off the players a bit, you know. I think he's deflecting a bit.
Taking off like the pressure a bit.
I think he's taking the limelight away from them a bit and just being like, nah, Fulham were good.
Yeah, Fulham have done well today.
The league is really good, etc., etc., etc.
Because to be like, for being real, man, the league like is there for you to lose in it, but you've wrapped that up already. Like, you've already done the hard work to make sure that you're in a position where like games like this doesn't affect you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but if it's a
one or two more. If we lose another game, in Mandem, we saying are you excited?
Nah, I think if you lose another but then again, even if look like you lost today,
yeah,
Arsenal drew,
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
See what I'm saying? See, when Liverpool drop players, anyway. Arsenal want to be drawing.
Yeah, so it's something. So it's like, we'll get into it, lads. Don't worry. We'll talk about it.
You guys are doing judge us. I don't know.
We're doing something, fam, because, bruv, today was a shocker, man. I don't know what Konate was doing, trying to do pirouettes in the box and that, trying to do little drag backs.
Stick.
Yeah, yeah, it's peak. So, and I think, if I'm honest, we did get away with, obviously, a Van Dijk.
So what are you saying? It's a pen?
I mean, if it was given, I wouldn't have complained.
Okay.
But the fact that it wasn't given, I was like, okay, all right.
Yeah, because you see the first challenge. You think the first challenge is a pen as well? The keeper one. Maybe, you know.
Maybe. Only because the ball's gone.
Yeah, the ball's gone. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So maybe that's the only reason I'd say it gets weirder. But the Van Dijk one was a bit.
Because I saw it, I was like, both of those challenges could be pen.
Could have been pens, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the second one, 100%, that was a pen. Imagine just running to him and then...
Yeah, man, just fucking barged him in it. Yeah, it was kind of peak. But and then, obviously, the game goes on. Liverpool, obviously, we take the lead with a great goal from McAllister.
What a goal, by the way. Yeah, what a goal.
Great strike, man. And to be honest, bruv...
very great player, man.
The game was like... against the runner player, I guess we scored that goal. But obviously, Curtis Jones... Arnie Slot's been trying a little thing, man. Said so put Curtis Jones right back.
Nah, he's violating, man. Come on.
He's seen something that we clearly haven't, bro.
What? No, but
I don't know.
But as a fan and a supporter, would you like Curtis Jones in that position though?
Nah. For me, man, I would have.
It's not effective there.
Yeah, yeah. I think maybe he was trying to do that like clever thing where obviously when we're on the ball, he goes into midfield. We got extra body in there.
He has to drop back and defend.
But exactly.
just leave him higher up the pitch.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of a down point. And I think the first goal kind of exposed that a bit, yeah, because obviously when the ball drops him, ricochets off him, kind of, and then goes into, I think it was Sessegnon. Great finish from Sessegnon. Yeah. Great finish, but, bruv, maybe if a fullback who's more used to being in those areas would have dealt with that a bit better, mate. So that kind of backfired, didn't it? And then obviously it went from bad to worse.
Didn't Bradley play today?
He came on, bruv.
Yeah, he came on.
Why don't he just start the right back?
I don't know, bro.
He came on and got an assist.
Okay. I don't know, man. I know, obviously, people are saying like it's like the Ibe, like Trent leaving and us getting Bradley is like giving like Sterling leaving and us replacing him with Ibe.
Okay.
But I hear it. Shout out Jordan Ibe because obviously he's a very different player, different position, different kind of pressure to even deal with. Real. But I actually think Conor Bradley, bro, I really rate him. I think he's a
good
player.
Man. Yeah, I think he can like, obviously Trent's going to go. He's someone that can step up.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, acquire that role. Like.
Yeah, no, I actually think he could too, bro. But yeah, obviously, and then the second goal, bro. Jesus Christ, just a calamity of errors, man. Just bare stuff
going
wrong. I said
he gave it would be two chances to score.
Yeah, bro. I don't know what's going on here, man.
Yeah, for real.
And the defense, bro. This is not something I normally want to draw out the man them for.
Yeah,
but
the defender. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The defender was solid, man. Konate and Van Dijk,
bro. And even the second goal, I don't know what Robertson's doing, trying to. Robbo, man.
Robbo, yeah.
I love Robbo, man.
I don't know what it is, you know. Something's just got off about him now, man.
His time's up, man, unfortunately.
You think so?
At the top level.
Hang the boots?
Not hang the boots, but maybe go like...
A lower team, damn. Like who? Mm. Like a mid-table team?
Like a Brighton team.
He can even go Fulham, that's what's so mad. Yeah,
let me put some respect on him. He needs to go, maybe like an abroad team, you know. Go have an adventure now, Robbo.
Italy,
Spain, one of them teams.
Spain?
Yeah.
Nah, you're violin.
What?
He can't, respectfully, I don't think he could play.
Robert could play in Spain. He could go anywhere in the world.
Do you think he's technical like that?
Oof, yeah,
is he technical?
He was once upon a time.
Once upon a time, bro. I had him as on my FPL.
Yeah, him and Trent. He was the guy, yeah. Well, they were the
duo,
weren't they, man? But yeah, I think his time at the top level, unfortunately, is starting to come to an end.
I think he does need to venture out.
I wouldn't want to see him go. I feel like he's like a...
He's got to stay in it.
He's a level of at the club, yeah. I think his status at the club is of a level where I, you know how we had Alan Lallana, James Milner, they went to Brighton,
yeah.
James Milner, you could understand because he was super old.
Yeah, yeah.
Adam Lallana just wasn't like kind of that top player for us. But I feel like Robbo is like one of our legends, isn't it, from that club team.
Yeah.
So I couldn't see him go to a Brighton or a Villa.
Nah.
Or a Palace.
Yeah, he has to go away from England.
He has to go for away from England, yeah, man. I think he's earned that still. But yeah, unfortunately, that might be done for him.
Damn.
Mandem as well, we saw something rare today. A Virgil van Dijk mistake.
Man said rare. Everyone makes mistakes, man. But obviously, some people make fewer mistakes. But
and Virgil was one of them, man.
Yeah, that mistake. Chai! Guy was even moving in my bat as well.
Yeah, fam. Someone
Strike
said,
was moving in my bat.
Someone said that Beto was giving him a hard time, mate, as well.
Beto, one of them, bro.
Yeah, in midweek, which is kind of
Beto moving like, hey, I don't know, the revamp he's had, yeah.
Bro, I don't know where it's come from, innit? Because I remember that we were cussing him, bro. I don't know what happened to Beto.
He was ass.
Yeah, he was, bro. He actually was so bad, but yeah.
Bro, Moyes, man.
Things are Moyes affecting it.
Yeah, man.
New manager affecting that.
Big man up top, innit?
Bro, I was thinking about it, like, I think over the weekend, just, like, does it help when your manager's like, yo, like, we need you, like, you're important?
I think so.
Like, yes.
We're going to depend on you.
Yeah. I think it can help you, but it can also put you on pressure as well. But it can help, because sometimes you feel valued. You know, sometimes you just want to hear, like, oh, like, we need you, like, oh, yeah. What? You need, oh, I'm valued. Okay, yeah, like.
Yeah.
Then sometimes it'd be like, we need you, like, oh, no, this is too much for me. Like, you might go to the back, like, oh, no, you need thing more than me. You don't need me. So, yeah, I think sometimes saying stuff like that to players helps, man.
Yeah.
Like, everyone likes to be praised.
Yeah, facts, man. Especially, like, as a striker as well.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So, I feel like their whole...
Yeah.
Bro,
gives
their
you
whole...
more confidence. So, like, if I have a chance, I'm not thinking twice to put... I'm like, I'm just going to shoot. If I score, I score. If I missed it, like, yeah, like, it's all right. Like, just
yeah, exactly. Because the manager backs you,
the manager backs you
to get the next one.
It's good now. It's actually good still.
Nah, big up Beto, man. I'm sorry, bro. Do we owe him an apology? I don't know if we owe him an apology.
No, yeah.
I don't know if we owe him an apology. Yeah. We'll see you next season if we owe you an apology or not. But yeah, that bro, that's funny stuff. Oh man, yeah. Well, Jota had a chance. He probably should have scored. It was a good save from Leno. Diaz came off the bench. He's been under a bit of pressure lately to get some more goals.
Diaz.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's okay. Okay. How would you manage Diaz? Because Diaz, you definitely can't tell him that we need you, because you're saying we need you. You're still Diaz.
Yeah.
I don't know how you manage Diaz, you know.
I don't know, man. With Diaz, I think it's a tricky one.
I'm thinking his game time, though. But I think away from Liverpool.
He's been playing. Diaz has been playing, man. But it's just, I don't know. I just don't know if he's that guy, man.
He's not a guy, innit?
I just don't know if he's that guy. I think he's good. And I think
he shows
moments, bro, where you go, he's that guy. But he just doesn't do it often enough.
Yeah.
And I think to play for Liverpool and to play,
you
need to be like a top, like, bro, we just had an era of Salah and Mane, man, and in their peak. Yeah, they were the guys, do you know what I mean? They score goals. Yeah, they create goals, they beat players.
God, I was jealous still.
Yeah, fam.
You move.
Bro, I can't lie, we were really, really good. And I just don't know if Diaz has been
the guy.
He's been good, but I don't think he's been the guy, do you know what I mean?
Would you say it's an end product thing?
I think so.
Yes.
But I think sometimes it's even like with him, it's a whole lot of nothing. Sometimes he just goes missing in games.
Okay.
Yeah, hides.
Yeah. Hides is harsh.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
But
not hides, but...
I just figured, you know what? It just doesn't go for you, bro.
It's lost.
Yeah, it's just not happening for you today. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes he just goes missing in
the
games,
Bluefish and Nemo are just lost.
Yeah. Yeah, it's my story, fam. Yeah, it's just sometimes I just feel like he doesn't ever step up,
yeah,
and then sometimes.
Final third as well, like...
Yeah, man, I can't remember. Let me have a look at his stats this season, bro. Because obviously, a majority of our goals this season, bro, have come from obviously Mr. Mohamed Salah and even him, bro. And it's
is
one
he
of
going?
Those things.
Do you think he's going?
I don't know. Apparently, he's going to sign, bro. But yeah, no, apparently, yeah, he's going to stay.
Like a year contract, though, isn't it?
Yeah, there was some like videos the other day of him like
Van
walking around
okay.
the Mersey dock, and people were like, "Oh my days, like, is he going to sign?"
And Van Dijk as well, going to sign for a year. I can't lie, if Salah signs, Van Dijk has to sign, bro. It's like vice versa. If Van Dijk signs, then Salah, you have to sign, bro.
Yeah.
You can't leave me by myself.
Although I did hear on the grapevine, being in the office I'm in, that apparently, I don't know, it's not looking
100%
confirmed for Verge. Yeah. Ooh. But that could just be, you know, rumour mill. Rumour, what, this guy trying to get him out the door, fam. Well, bro, after today's performance... Nah, I'm joking.
That'd be a big miss, though.
Well, man. But big L today. I can't lie, man. It was a poor game. And we're lucky that we beat Everton midweek. And we're lucky that you guys dropped points. Because if we lost today in the fashion that we lost, conceding three goals to any team is long. But luckily, you, man, dropped points. And there's an 11-point gap for us to kind of put a cushion on. And I think it showed today, man. We were definitely like very complacent. Whether Slot wants to dress it up differently or not,
yeah,
I don't know. Amanda, what do you think? Do you... Honestly, do you see a collapse? I think it would be the worst clubs.
I hope so. But I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah. But then again, like I said, if the next two games you lose, not just draw, if you lose, you're like, oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah. But then
we have to win our games as well.
Yeah. So. Which is very true. Bro, I just want to quick touch on Luis Diaz. I've got his stats up here. Look at this. This is what I'm saying. In the Premier League this season, 30 matches played. 10 goals, 5 assists. So it's not a bad return, is it?
It's not a bad return. One third, is that if I'm correct?
Do you know what I mean?
I expect a little bit more from him. I don't know why. Well,
you just expect a little bit more.
I don't know why.
Because when him, it's because the bar was set so high, man. Him and Salah. Yeah, yeah. Salah and Mane, both 22s. Do you know what I mean? 20s a season,
crazy,
bro. 15.
Pulling in 22 goals between themselves.
It's mad, bro. So, I don't know. Maybe it's a little bit harsh, but I'm on the fence with Luis Diaz, man. I don't know what's going to happen
with Luis Diaz.
But yeah, man, let's go on to Arsenal now versus Everton. Liverpool, man, you're getting away with murder there, bro. I can't lie, bro. You can't be doing that.
Arsenal.
Because Arsenal and Everton, man. To be honest, though, man, if you look at the starting lineup you, man, went with, looks like you got one eye on midweek anyway.
Yeah,
Odegaard 100%.
Didn't start. Yeah, 100%.
Man, let me just pull it up here, bro. Man, what did you think of the game? Because obviously it was a bit of a... It was kind of like a boring game, but it was kind of boring.
Like, there weren't really much moments that happened. And then again, English media, they need to stop.
We're addressing you right now.
You need to stop getting at Lewis Skelly, because right now, what's happening is any challenge that he does, refs are on it. They want to do VR, they want to do this, they want to do that. Because even that challenge, I'm like, it's not even a pen, man.
Pen? T?
I thought it was, but now I'm kind of thinking it's soft.
You thought it was?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Really? Go on, explain. Because
he shouldn't have let the ball bounce.
Oh, so you think he's given himself too much to make
up? And as soon as he's done that, the ref's got to make a decision. Even if it is soft, the ref has to make the decision.
Oh, I like that.
But now that I've seen it, there's an agenda against him, bro.
But you're saying that maybe the problem is he's given the ref something to think about.
100%.
Yes, when he shouldn't have given the ref something to think about.
He shouldn't have given him something to think about.
But I do think there's a target on his back, though.
Yeah, like, maybe.
Every time, they're just always mentioning, he's good player, but, you know, he's the tackles and he's the calm down.
Yeah, there's sort of a little bit of an underbelly gullet thing. Yeah, 100%. There definitely is there.
So I feel like everything he does, like they're on him. It's like when Sterling used to dive, every time, there was times Sterling actually got fouled.
Yeah, he got kicked.
But because of his dive so much, they're like, nah, like, you dived.
What's that phrase, man? What did the man ever say?
You cry wolf.
No, you cry wolf, or his reputation precedes him, or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like that's what's happening at the moment to Luis Skelly, and it's happening very early in his career as well.
Yeah, which is peak to see, man. Just peak to see. But T, you did offer an interesting perspective.
Let's not forget, like, he's a centre midfielder.
Yes,
true.
So
playing in defence.
So I think maybe he's just learning a little bit, but he does need to calm down, man. He's giving away some
target
very,
on his back. giving away points, bro.
But just don't give the ref the decision. Don't make him make the decision. Just, you know.
I hear it, man.
Maybe that's a part he needs to mature. In his game. To be fair, he's still young, man. He's got art, bro. He's got
hell. He went on a nice run, though.
He did go on a nice run.
That our brother there got clipped up. Niggas saying clip farming. Niggas were clip farming in the game.
Bro.
Do you know what I mean? This guy ran from his own half. So I was like, ooh, this guy. Raheem Sterling got the assist, man, them. Obviously, this is as a result of you guys rotating the team. So let me read this, the starting 11, man. This is how you know but you guys were really trying to prepare for Europe midweek, because Moreno actually started in midfield. So you guys are trying to do something different. This is Devil Raya, Lewis Skelly, Kivior, Saliba, Ben White right back, Marino, Jorginho, Declan Rice, and then up top you had Sterling, Trossard and Wanyeri. So
definitely preparing, you can tell, man.
Definitely got one eye on Europe there, man.
With that squad, winnable game, man. Should have won the game, I'll be real.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think we should have won the game still.
Really?
You don't think so?
Everton are a tricky game, man.
But we should have won that game, though, man. Come on. At least 2-0. I think we should have won at least 2-0.
You put more respect on Everton's name, yeah? Is that what you're saying?
Bro, I'm because it's the last game at... Where is it as well?
Goodison.
Oh, is that the last game for them?
For us, that's the last time we're playing them.
Oh, okay.
At Goodison, yeah.
Oh, they're getting a new stadium, yeah?
Yeah. So, you know, they might be up for it. Do you know what I'm saying? Nah,
but look at this. This is interesting because who came off the bench? Martinelli, Saka, Timber and Odegaard. Those are four starters, man.
Yeah, for real.
Do you know what I mean? So, I know Arteta would never admit it, but do you think he's jacked it in with the league as well? He's just like, yeah, we're not winning the league.
Hondo. He's hoping for Liverpool to make losses, but we're not winning when you guys are making losses. So
We're not even helping. He's sacked it off, innit? He has sacked it off.
Champions League right now is his full focus.
Yeah,
but come on, how can that be a full focus?
What, Champions League?
Yeah.
Bro, we're not winning the league.
Bro, I hear it, but like...
Come on, look at the team he started, man. He sacked it off, bro.
No, I agree with that, but yeah. I'm just saying, like, we can't... But it's going to be harder for us to win Champions League than the league, though.
You think?
It's one game. Well, not one game, but obviously...
It's like a moment.
It's like
moments.
A one-game thing, though.
100%, but Gabriel's out for the season now.
True.
Yeah, true peak. That is peak.
Yeah, and but if he had the idea of, oh, okay, you know what, I need Gabriel for a thing, he wouldn't have played him, then he would have been gone.
Bro.
Yeah, you just tried to chat, bro. Like, Brisky, what did you say?
That's true. Oh, man. So, T, you think the league is still on, yeah? What, like, you should? I respect that. Heart of a champion and that.
No, do you know what? I think both of them is a sticky one, man.
It's a sticky one, yeah, of course.
I don't know.
But I don't know.
We need to, we might just focus on champ, bro. We might as well.
Big man thing, man. Throw all the eggs in the
BMT,
basket.
We might just
tally him, BMT, bro. Obviously, Mr. Saka will be back for that game. Came on, he had a whole half as well. Him and Martinelli came on for the half.
See, I'm not, we need to bake off with Saka, please.
Bruv!
We need to bake off with him, man.
I agree. I actually agree.
I think he should have got at least a 30. 35 ball.
Little 30.
A whole half.
Yeah. Because that now means that he's come on, for about 20 minutes against Fulham. He's come on for a half.
So now they're saying, okay, you're going to start
next game. He's going to start. In Madrid.
He's starting, champ.
You're starting.
But then I would have put, don't get me wrong. I would love Saka to start. But it would have made sense for Saka to come in as a sub, like 45.
Yeah.
For the first and then second leg. Start.
Get this man. Do the 490. Because,
bro, we're going to demand so much. You know what? When we get to that part, Run behind.
Give him the ball.
We'll stay in the Prem. We'll be at half time.
That is funny, man. Let's have a quick word on Everton, man. Bruv, what's going on there, bruv? I mean, we broke the streak of their win. They were on 21 games unbeaten, I think, or 17 games unbeaten under Moyes, something like that.
Wow.
And then we played them.
Hey, shout out to... can we give David Moyes his props, please?
Shout out Moyes, man. He's not the most glamorous Premier manager League in the world, is he?
Manager.
But you got to big him up, you know what I mean? He does what
like,
does
Premier
what
League
does.
Manager, like...
Does what it says.
Streets won't forget.
Streets won't forget. There's a category of Streets Won't Forget managers, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so. Maybe Streets Won't Forget, like...
Okay.
Maybe not. Maybe it's not called Streets Won't
maybe
Forget.
Maybe like three managers, right, quickly.
From Prem era.
Yeah, Prem.
Alan Pardew.
Ooh.
He's going to be one, man.
Sam Allardyce.
The classics, do you know what I mean? Sam Allardyce. Alan Kerbishley.
Aren't they good managers, though?
Alan Kerbishley. Yeah, but they're not top managers.
Impact, just the impact, like, they, like with the teams they manage, like, they manage to stay up and stuff like that.
Who else are some classic gaffers, man? Roberto Martinez.
I don't know about Martinez, you know.
He went to Everton, done better.
Didn't he go to you lot as well?
Who? Roberto Martinez?
Oh, no.
Brendan Rodgers.
Ooh.
Brendan Rodgers probably going in that bracket.
Is he not a good manager, though? He nearly won the Prem with you lot.
But okay, so we need to forget.
No,
we
David Moyes is defined. You're right. But I think David Moyes would be there, though.
Yeah. Credit where it's due. How about we call it the category that? Credit where it's due managers.
Yes, I think that's better.
Sam Allardyce is one, then.
Yeah, Sam Allardyce.
Credit where it's due, yeah. It's not pretty.
But
Harry Redknapp is one.
You think so?
Harry Redknapp. Oh, it's Harry Redknapp a class above.
Yeah, he's a good manager, though.
Harry Redknapp.
Class above.
It's tricky.
Because he done bits with Spurs. And obviously, he won an FA Cup with Portsmouth.
Yeah, Portsmouth, yeah.
Obviously, West Ham, all that, Bournemouth. Fucking way the data.
Actually, mate, yeah, you know what? Yeah, he is still.
What, credit where it's due manager?
Yeah, credit where it's due manager.
Credit where it's due manager. Okay, Alan Pardew is a credit where it's due manager. Actually, I don't know if he is.
Nah.
We had that one good season. Newcastle. Yeah, Newcastle. Got that 6-year contract.
Was it the Andy Carroll era?
Andy Carroll.
It has to be Andy Carroll.
Johan Cabaye. Cissé and Demba Ba.
Team, you know?
Yeah, man, they did. Steven Taylor.
Newcastle had
he's
a
not
team.
One of the names.
Bruh.
Oh, they had, what's the guy, the B-Tech Poyo. What's his name? Colaccini.
Colaccini. Yeah, I call it Newcastle had.
They had a decent team, bro. Decent team. Obviously they fell off a cliff. But anyway, let's steer back onto the Premier League from this weekend, man. Then let's go to the Manchester Derby. Anyone watch it?
Yeah.
Bro, if you did, I'm sorry you did, man. Stinkfest.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, is it getting to the stage where like the Manchester Derby is like it's not really it.
Fam, yeah, this season it's definitely not Rikishi stink bomb, fam. This year, yeah, nah, it wasn't that great, was it?
What did I think say?
Did you hear what Bruno said? What did
he say?
At the interview, he was like, "We can't expect the derbies to be the same." Like VAR's kind of like,
oh, killing the game.
I don't know what he was actually trying to say, like, but it sounded like he was saying, like, you know,
well,
like,
we can't
VAR and all of that. It's just slowing down the game. It's not passionate. It, like, you score a goal, like, kind of takes it away.
I'm not gonna lie, I actually agree with him. I think it does, because imagine if you bang, you score a goal, then now you have to wait. You can't even do a celebration. You have to wait for VAR to. Do the thing and after when we had the, you're like, oh yeah.
It was the game, unfortunately. Yeah, literally, so unfortunate.
That's why I'm not. Don't get me wrong, I don't mind VAR, but I'm not really a fan of it. Too tough. I just think we should allow referees to just make errors. But then again, it can.
Yeah, it's
the peak. Errors.
Yeah.
Is,
you say that now.
Cost.
Yeah,
when it's your team,
yeah. It could cost, but I feel like we should allow them to make errors and we should only use.
Yeah, no, I
VAR like. Domestic cups like World Cups and maybe finals, semi-finals, where it's like there's a lot on the line, but
yeah, now you got to use it across the board though, man.
Yeah.
Because if not, bruv, like, well, we saw it in the FA Cup, innit? Yeah, we saw it in the FA Cup where some team, what is it, bro? There was ridiculousness where the teams in the if you play the team in the Championship, because all the teams in the Championship don't have VAR, that game wouldn't have VAR. But if you play a game in the Prem,
yeah,
then if
you play against a Prem team,
you'll get VAR.
So if you're playing away basically to a Prem team, there's VAR. But if you're playing home against a Prem team,
something like VAR. That, yeah, it's either in the Carabao Cup or in the FA Cup. So
that's probably
like
the only time where like
it's actually been not
because it makes sense because bro, you're gonna expect Barking FC,
all the way down there, bro. Oh no, here we go.
To have VAR against Fig,
but I think we had. I'm sure we played a game like that actually, and Martinelli or someone like that scored. But if VAR had been there, it might have been chalked off or offside.
Swear.
Yeah, I can't remember the game, but it was one of those cup games.
It was Man United Leicester, because Man United scored a goal that was offside, but because Leicester no, was it Man United?
No, it was us. It was us. I think it might have been us.
It was.
I can't remember the game though.
There was a mad decision. There was a Man United decision as well.
There was a few.
Yeah.
Unless they do something where like in certain rounds they don't use VAR and until you get to a later.
It's something like that, bruv. Yeah, I can't remember what the rule was exactly, but there was. I was watching Man United Leicester and Harry Maguire scored that last minute goal, but it was actually offside. But because there wasn't VAR, that's it. I think something to do with
the rounds, innit?
Yeah, the competition. Something to do with a round. Yeah, something like that. But yeah, man, we'll get into it, bro. But yeah, this Man United Manchester United game, Man City game, was stunk today, bro.
Nah, it's not good. Man.
Very boring game, man. It's a bit sad to see, innit? Where City were,
bro, where they were to where they are now.
Yeah, man.
Terrible.
They're really going for a rebuild, and no one seems to be like. Even Foden today got dragged 54th minute, bro.
Bro, I think the players are fed up, man.
Yeah, I think they're...
Well, for this season anyway. This season,
gone stay
this
on
season,
it.
Yeah, this season, I think they're fed up. They're like, bro, Pep, man, relax, man. You're making us do too much at training. We're not going to win the league no more.
I don't know what, but like, I feel like Pep ain't even got the answers, bro.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't.
Yeah, I feel like he... Like, normally he's just like, okay, we go here, do this. More than you believe.
Don't worry, we'll be ready.
Yeah, we'll be ready. We'll do something. Bro, he ain't done this. Do you know what I mean?
He's like, you're right, bro.
Bam.
He's been rattled.
Yeah, he's actually rattled. And this Man United team, bro, there was a quote that came out of Amorim, yeah? Let me see what group chat I said this in, bro. Let me see this.
Do you know what? When you check that, do you know what rattled him the most is when Mandem caught him on road? And remember when the guys quit on the
road? Yeah, but when he turned around, didn't it? Yeah, that was so funny.
He's like, yo, Pep, man, I just want a picture, man. Yeah, he was from then. But that's what I said, he's not having a good time. He's not having a good time, bro.
Amorim said this today. He said, it's really important to score goals to win football matches.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. Very true, Mr. Amorim, man. Mr. Amorim, man, what are we saying about this guy, bro? Is he a fraud? Are we going to allow him because like he hasn't got the players for the system? He came halfway through this season.
I think we have to give him a chance because there's a lot of managers that come during half the season and they don't really perform. But you give them another season, like, okay, I can see what you're trying to do.
Yeah, it's true.
I think we should give him a full season, obviously pre-season and everything.
Unfortunately for Man United haters, which I am one of them, he is going to get that grace in it because he did come halfway through the season. But, bro, you got a deep, man. These men are what, bro? Manchester United Football Club, by the way. Look at where they're at. 13th, yeah. 10 wins. 10 wins. 8 draws. 13 losses, man. That's mad.
I could never. Back in the day, I would never, like,
you never, imagine, you never ever imagine
Man United only to win 10 games throughout the whole season.
That's class, isn't it, man? Oh, I fucking hate Man United, bro. Revenge, mate, revenge.
But yeah, I think we should give him till next season, see what he can pull, see, obviously, the system he wants to play and everything. Play if he's going to bring in players or if players going to leave, and then...
Yeah, we'll allow him, man. I think only because I you know, take the Man United hater hat off, because we love the beautiful game.
Yeah, no, for real, yeah.
We want to see it work, you know what I mean, to some extent.
We have to. Man United, come on, man. Yeah.
Man United
can't be in bottom half.
As much as we hate them, man.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Too much history at the club, man.
Yeah, it's sad to see them, man. Don't actually.
If you
want to
be there,
you
can stay, you know? Yeah. Get relegated.
That's on you, man. Yeah, that's on you, man.
That's not bad to you.
Yeah, but it does suck to be a Man United fan, I can't lie. All right, man, let's bounce around the rest of the games and wrap this half of the podcast up. Crystal Palace 2. Brighton 1. Mandem, I've got something
Palace
to say.
Is a very good team.
Palace are a good team,
very
bro.
Good team. I'm not gonna lie. I think they're in a kerfuffle right now. Called Mateta.
Yeah. There's
a lot of eyes on Mateta. Especially,
I think they've been very inconsistent, but they've got some good players in their team.
Yeah, there's a lot of Prem clubs in Mateta. I know there's a lot of don't get me wrong. What team was it? Us? No, it wasn't.
I heard you were linked with them, man.
I think it might be Arsenal as well. But
it was, bro.
I don't know if it was like a. Oh, I can't remember the team now, but there's a Prem club. I remember there's a Prem club
that were linked with him, yeah.
What, right now?
There's just talks, like rumours.
I think United is up there.
Yeah, I think it is United. I think it was United.
Bro, well, it's 29 goals, yeah. Obviously, my man.
Scored 29 goals.
No.
Oh. I was going to say, what?
29 appearances. Sorry, my bad. Bro, he's 27 years old, so he's coming into the peak years of his career, yeah.
I can see
13
that.
Goals and 2 assists for Crystal Palace.
That's good, man. Getting behind good service.
You got, bro.
Long day.
That's a man who knows where the target is, isn't it? Do you know what I mean, bro? Preferred.
Man like Mateta.
Would you take him, T? Would you take him, Jiggy?
Well, Arsenal.
You, man, do need a striker. I've been hearing, obviously,
Gokarez. You know who I need, man.
Isaac.
Yeah, Isaac, bro.
I was listening to a podcast at Athletic. The only thing, this was what Mr. David Ornstein was saying.
Yeah.
The thing that kind of hinders any club from getting... Isaac is the wages and the cost. How much it will cost to get him out of Newcastle.
Yeah.
And then once you've got him out of Newcastle,
now you have to offer him wages.
Now, because he's going to be one of the top strikers in Europe, it's going to be very expensive to get that man out of Newcastle.
And it's one of them ones you just have to. Sometimes you just have to do it.
Yeah, he could be worth it.
He could be worth it, bro. Yeah, what are you saying? Are you a fan of Isaac?
Yeah, man. I think
big fan.
Yeah, yeah.
And do you think we should pay whatever? Not pay whatever, but obviously pay what is due.
Nope.
What?
I swear.
He's a very
he's a budget.
Very smart.
You got
man,
a budget.
He scored 20 again, so that's what? 2 seasons back to back. He scored 20 goals in the league.
Something like that, yeah.
That's good for a striker, bro.
That's great. Yeah. So that means Newcastle are gonna want 200 M's.
Tell him I want 100 M's.
They are not letting him go for nothing cheap, bro. That's not.
It's gonna be expensive, bro. It's gonna be very expensive.
But you know what? It's inflation, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
yeah, 20 goals this season. Yeah,
players
20
are overpressed
goals.
Now. Damn. But so we got rest for. 100.
Not even talk about rest. Okay. So if not him, then how about the sporting club, the Portugal man? Eh?
Gokarez. Yeah.
I think Ornstein said he's the guy that.
He's the guy. Apparently,
he's the guy that we're pushing.
Like a cheaper option.
Yeah.
But we just get Isaac, man. Arsenal, man. Stop doing this. You know the guy.
Chicky said, yeah. You know, that's cool in that. Yeah, you know, but
we don't have budget. Oh, but you're paying. Man, give me my money, man. I bet you don't have budget.
Yeah, bruv.
Bro, I can't lie. We should just go for it, man.
That is funny, though. We've gone from Mateta to Gokarez.
To Isaac.
That's actually so funny.
But I think right now he's probably like one of the, not hottest. Yeah, would you say the hottest?
Yeah, bro, he's making a name for himself, man.
Yeah,
he's making a name for himself, bro. 100%.
In the streets, definitely not talking. Like, you see man scoring and...
Yeah,
disrespectful celebration.
What
we love it.
Oh my days! What, bro? The Isak celebration.
Wait down to Van Dijk. Chai.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, it's too bad.
The goal at St James's Park was a great goal.
Yeah.
No one could have done anything about that one. That's to be fair. But the one in the cup final. Shut up, bro. No, go away, Isak, bro.
It's too bad he's not challenging for the league or playing in Champions League, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Gokarez here, by the way, man. Let me see his stats.
Sporting Lisbon,
Donny.
I like him, though.
26 matches played Portuguese. Yeah. Portuguese. Liga Portugal.
Liga Portugal.
26 matches played. Guess how many goals?
26
it's
matches.
It's impressive, man. Though.
22.
20, no, higher.
Oh, 27.
Higher.
30.
30 goals. 30 wow. goals, man. 8 games in the Champions League, 6 goals.
Yeah, I think there was a game he scored a hat-trick. Was it a hat-trick he scored in one champ game? I think so, in the champ game. I think I saw him score a hat-trick. Fam,
was that against City?
It might have been, still.
It might have been, you know. And they end up... No, they beat City, you know?
They beat City. They smoked them.
Yeah, that was Amorim's
last
game.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, it was like 5 something.
Yeah, I think so. Quick question for you, Bob.
Go on.
How many goals did... what's your brother's... How many goals did he score?
Who? Mohamed Salah.
Who's the guy that plays up top for you lot?
Jota?
Nah, the other Nunes, guy. Diaz.
Luis Diaz?
Not Luis Diaz.
Don Nunes.
Nunes, yeah.
How much did he score in the Portuguese league?
Oh, yeah.
Probably pretty
that's
good.
That's a good. I can't lie.
No, just asking.
I'm going to find out for you, actually. I'm actually going to find out.
Because I can't lie, bro.
I'm actually interested in that myself.
I remember the game, the Champions League game.
Also, you
People are like, yo, this guy's
against Liverpool.
We signed him before
against
that game.
Against Liverpool. Yeah. Do you know what it is? He's done Ronaldo. You know where we know Ronaldo played Man United?
Yeah.
Alex, you're signing right now.
We have to leave with him.
We have to leave with him.
Okay, so you want to hear Darwin Nunes' stats?
Go on.
Yeah, T, this is actually a great show.
Yeah,
Darwin Nunes' stats before he came to Liverpool in Liga Portugal. He played 28 games, scored 26 goals.
Wow.
Played 10 games in the Champions League, scored 6 goals as well.
Bruh.
So that means 41 apps, all competitions, scored 34 goals, 4 assists.
Wow.
The season before he came
so
to Liverpool.
So what I'm saying is basically...
So when we paid 80 M's, we was like, it makes sense.
It did.
It made sense. But okay, then it didn't.
Okay. So what you're saying is...
And then this guy hit the post 4 times in one game. It didn't make sense in the end.
Hey, that's good. That's good though, because...
That's a good.
So it's like
he's played in England before, though. Cocker is.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah.
For Coventry.
Yeah, he played for Coventry in the Champo. Let's have a look at his stats there.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, bro. Listen, you've said already.
Here, no, Championship
bro.
Though.
It's a thing. It's
49 games, 21 goals.
Nah, we can't
21
game,
goals
bro.
In the Champo.
Because I'm scared. That what you just said makes so much sense.
Yeah.
No. Bro, Nunes. No. But Nunes. I remember the time Nunes. Yeah, everyone. Nunes is.
Yeah, he's cold. And to be fair, that game he played against us, he was cold.
He was moving, bro.
He was. I see that game.
I was like, yeah, he's going to be the new striker to look out for.
Bro, there's always comps of that game all the time.
When I saw him in pre-season, and he skied one ball this way, he shot and the ball went this way. It came back.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
I said, how did you even make the ball come back this way? I said, yeah. Liverpool, you're in trouble.
I think what we're going to do is Liverpool, we're going to go for Isak, or Isak, sorry.
Yeah, I see that as well.
We're going to... Him
gonna
little,
hijack him?
Yeah, what's it called? What's it do when you sell your car, but you give them your car and it takes money off the price?
Bro.
Part exchange.
Like a part exchange.
Yeah.
Exchange.
Yeah. We're going to part exchange Darwin Nunes.
Newcastle.
That'll be upsetting
that.
If they do. If he goes to Liverpool,
that's class.
That
is class.
Yes, Newcastle. Hey, if I'm Newcastle, I'm saying, yo, listen, I want 150.
Yeah.
And, I want
and Darwin
first,
Nunes. That's a great deal.
I want the first 100 mil. In the first 2 years. None
cash,
of this,
oh, okay.
We're going to pay you through. No.
Money
I
talks.
Want the first 100
So wait, mil. So why would... Okay, so you're saying for Liverpool, 150, but Arsenal 200. Why?
Bro, it could be 200 as well.
It could be 200.
Whoever gets it, bro.
It would be a ridiculous price.
It's
going to
be a crazy price.
But I think Darwin Nunes will soften the blow. He's good vibes, you know?
No, that's nice, man.
Yeah, he
that's
works
nice.
Hard.
That's
what
he
needs.
He scored 20 in the league.
He creates a lot of chances. He makes great runs.
Said
got a great trim.
That's
what
nice.
I mean.
28 goals in the Portuguese division.
I'm not doubting him though. By the way, if he comes, I'll gladly support him.
But what you said is a very
that's
good
toxic. Fact. Yeah.
Because it's like you can do it there, but it's UK that counts. That's what I'm saying. Isak is proven in UK, man. Just Isak.
He's the one everyone wants in it, man. All right, man. Let's move on to the next game. Mateta, though, we co-signed you. That's all
we're
saying.
I can't lie. Mateta. I think he might. I don't know. It's too early. I was gonna say maybe someone might grab him in summer, but I don't think
he's got Tottenham written all over him, has he?
Nah, man. Hopefully
Villa.
Not. Yeah, maybe Villa.
Ooh. Yeah.
Solanke.
But they got
Watkins.
Watkins
though.
Yeah, but they got Watkins.
And Watkins, I'm not gonna lie, Watkins is starting to.
Maybe like AC Milan, Inter.
Ooh.
Napoli.
AC Milan.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who plays up top for AC Milan at the moment. Rafael Leao, maybe.
Ooh, link up there.
I don't know. Either way, man, let's move on to the next game. West Ham versus Bournemouth, man. West Ham really petered out this season, haven't they? Evan Nelson with 2 goals. It's a season to forget for your side of London, Jengi, man. The main
London,
club in East London.
East London.
East London is wonderful. Oh, East London is wonderful. Bro, they're 16th in the league, man. It's been a shocking season for them, man, I guess, considering the amount of cash they spent. But maybe next season we'll give Graham Potter, we'll have the keys for the whole season. Might get a bit
hopefully,
better.
Yeah, they have to get better, bro.
Yeah, I think Bournemouth as well. They've kind of fell off a.
Yeah, they had peak, a spell, man, where they were like, okay,
they're flying. They're starting. Yeah, which is peak, man. Obviously, went out of the FA Cup, but
they got a decent crop of players though. They'll be fine.
I think they definitely will, bro. Let's go to Aston Villa versus Forest. You man, see this game?
Yeah, I can't lie. I watched this game, bro. Good game, bro. Aston Villa are exciting, bro.
Yeah, they are. Do you know what? They've got some good players, man. Bro,
Morgan Rogers.
Oh, what a baller he is.
The goal. Oh my gosh, the first touch.
Sorry, man. That's rude, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's rude. That guy's a baller, bro.
He's a baller still.
Yeah, like, he is a baller. What a first touch and what a finish as well. Obviously, bro, and if you start to look around their team, yeah, bro, they've actually got some names, you know.
Tielemans,
Onana, Asensio, Rashford. Mattson,
Watkins,
bro. That Marlin guy from Dortmund, Konsa. Bro. Like, yeah, bro. They've got a good team.
Their team's actually exciting. Like,
yeah,
it's exciting.
Yeah, bro. They're like, I remember.
What's the youth they got as well midfield? The other youth, the Latskin.
Jacob Ramsey.
Yeah, that's it. Ramsey.
Bro,
yeah,
they've got a good squad, man.
Exciting players, man.
Jacob Ramsey, bro. John Wigan coming off the bench, bro. Now they got a good team still.
What's that guy that's dating that? you know, you're not talking about, innit? He's dating, come on, man. If you think about it. I think she plays Aston Villa as well, innit?
Oh, Lehman. Oh, no, he left.
Oh, he left.
He left to join Juventus, where she is. Right, yeah, it's a joint venture.
Is that in a contract, like?
Bro,
I generally think that might be it.
I hope not, because that's embarrassing, bro.
T saying, game's gone, yeah? Woke nonsense, mate. That's woke nonsense. Woke nonsense. Big up Villa, though. Big up also.
Hey, what you say?
I think you're missing the biggest thing, actually. We needed Villa to win that game.
What, today?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, you man did?
Yes. Because Forrest are right there. Yeah. We needed Villa to win that game.
Arsenal did need that, yeah, because these men are breathing down your necks.
Yeah,
bro.
They done us a favour.
Yeah, let me look at this because, what are they? It's actually mad. They're only 5 points behind you.
Yep.
Chai.
Yeah, so if they would have won, they would have been only 2 points behind you. Yeah.
Nottingham Forest get second place and Arsenal.
If Nottingham Forest get second place and win the FA Cup, that is
an outrageous season for that man.
That is an outrageous season. Big up Forest, man, even though they lost, but they've got some good
Elanga
players.
Though?
Yeah, Elanga's looking like he's playing for a move, fam.
Elanga.
He's got a point to prove.
Yeah, you know the ones. Mm. The agent's like, yo, I can't lie, bro.
Yeah, you keep going,
and
bro.
And this is looking peak, so you need to put in some performances. We can get you a move.
Yeah, facts, bro.
He's actually quick. I didn't know. Obviously, I knew he was quick. I didn't know he was like rapid.
Bro, he's so fast, isn't it? He's so fast. Madam, let's talk about my, actually.
Oh, my gosh. I'm waiting for that telecom. You think I'm joking? I already got my order. Half chicken, garlic bread, chips. Depending on how much money I've got left, I might chuck in a... leave it with mash and peas, some salad, and I'm good to go.
Yeah, bro, I'm not mad at that, fam. I'm gonna have to pay the piper on it, bro.
We're going into championship.
We're going back to championship, which is peak. You know what, bro? Here's a crazy stat, about Ipswich this season. We've dropped 25 points from winning positions this season.
Damn,
that's mad.
That's enough to keep you up.
That's enough to keep us up. 25 points. We've dropped 25 points from winning positions this season. We went 1-0 up again yesterday, 16th minute. And we lost in the last 20 minutes. They scored in the 72nd and the 84th minute.
What do you think it is? What do you think?
Defense, baby.
Just a difference.
Defense. I don't know, man. It's just.
It's not happening.
Yeah, I don't think the
I
think lack
that
just of experience.
Shows you the gap. I think it shows people the gap between the champ and the prem.
Yeah, bro. Because even Leicester are below us, bro. And they won the championship last season. I know Ipswich were like one of the best teams in that league last season. When we came up, people were like, I was confident.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I think we could actually.
Yeah, you can smash it in the champ, but come to the prem.
Yeah, bro. It's a different level, isn't it, man? It's just a different level. Different level of player, different level of tactics.
And I think it's good like that because then it just shows that the quality and the level. You have to be at to play at the Prem.
Yeah, man. And so you know, that's why you have to admire, like,
yeah, 100%. Forest. Yeah, man.
Forest and, like, Brentford have been up for like, 5-6 years now.
Yeah, for real.
And they're like, nah, we're a Prem team. Yep. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, yep. So you got to admire it, bro, because it ain't easy. Being cheesy, Ips, man. It was last.
You're right.
Last
Brentford have cemented their spots, though. Like, I don't think they're gonna.
Fam, you almost couldn't imagine Brentford out of the Prem now.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No, you're right.
Yeah, they're like a proper Prem
I
club.
They cemented their spots, though. Right.
Who scored for you lot?
Liam Delap.
he's going back down, though.
He's, nah, he's
you don't think so?
What, the lap?
Yeah, he's gonna go back down with them.
Nope.
Who's gonna take him?
Someone's bro, I'm sure there's gonna be hella suitors.
A newly promoted team might take him.
Bro, I think there's teams. I think there are teams now that could use him. I'm seeing him.
I heard Chelsea. Yeah,
I'm seeing Chelsea. Okay. Bro, he's not.
Yeah, I can't lie. He's got good PR, you know. He's looking a bit good, you know.
He's got more than 10 goals with a newly promoted side.
Something like that, bro. Let me.
Bro, his PR's looking a bit suspect. Like, I'm thinking, he's talking about a lot of England stuff. I'm thinking, yo, what are you guys trying to mold this player like that?
Bro, he's 21. He's got more than 10 goals. I'm sure he's got more than 10 goals in the league.
I think he is on double digits, man.
I think so.
Do you know what I'm saying? So he can already.
Bloody iPad, mate. It's not working with me.
He's probably ready to go.
It'll be nice to know what club. Staying in the Prem. It would be nice to know what club would take him if he'll go to a newly promoted team.
If he ends up getting himself a move to like Chelsea or Man United or something, he's fucking Chelsea, laughing,
though,
bro.
Man. Why not?
Bro, who else is it? Nicholas Jackson.
Jackson, though, man.
He's a good player, but I think the lap might have. Yeah. Well, I think his PR suggests he could be better.
Yeah, for real.
Which is funny.
He just go to a team that obviously get game time.
and willing
to.
It's bad news, Ipswich fans.
How many goals you got? Like 7?
12 goals.
Oh, yeah.
12
he's,
goals.
He's out of there, man. He's out of there.
12 goals, 2 assists.
He is out of there.
Bro, if they can afford it, even like a Crystal Palace or someone who's trying to get to the next level, why not?
Yeah, it's facts.
And my man just got injured, no? No, sorry. That's what I'm saying, my bad.
Reverse. Bro. Yeah, that's peak, bro. Yeah, it looks like he's not going to stay. Well, man, the game's the game, and what can you do, bruv? Ipswich, lessons learned, man. Lessons learned. I will not make that bet again when we come back up.
I'm waiting for that game.
Yeah, where's that?
That's funny. Oh, man. But all right, let's go. Brentford-Chelsea. Let's wrap this thing up, my doggy. Brentford-Chelsea 0-0. This was a stink fest. Chelsea, man, let me just have a look at the league table.
It's not a derby. No, but they're kind of close to each other, no?
Yeah, West London derby.
Yeah, West London.
Just down the road. Obviously, Chelsea kind of sitting fourth at the moment on 53 points.
They're creeping slowly, you know?
Yeah, man, they could get caught.
Creeping slowly. Still.
They could get caught, bro. Newcastle on 50 points.
Had a decent victory in the weekend, innit?
Yeah, the week, sorry. Yeah, so Chelsea kind of, they could slip out of the top four, you know? Which would be a bit of a disaster for Maresca. Oh my days!
Would it be, that,
bro? Considering that at one point people were saying like they're gonna challenge for the league.
Yeah, but you heard him saying, "Nah, we're not there." Nah.
Yeah, we are not ready to challenge for the league.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's true,
we
man.
We are not ready.
Would be a disaster though. Cole Palmer though, he didn't start today. Came back from injury, didn't start.
Why didn't he start, man?
Bro, he's the best player, man. He's alright.
Yeah, he's alright. All right, then, man. Let's work. End on your ops. Tottenham 3. Southampton 1. They needed a win, man.
Bro,
Big Ange.
You see that game?
He's
getting
sacked.
They're looking like, I'm not going to lie, Tottenham look like they have no life in that team, bro.
I think they look like they're fed up, you know?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. They look like...
I know they had a tough season with injuries and that, but either way, bro.
Even when I look at the team on the slab, they don't even look like... It's a challenge for anything. Like, this looks like we're just playing. You're 11, you're playing today.
Yeah. What you saying? What, you want to play today?
You want to play today?
Yeah. I went out last night. Nah, you can start still.
I don't mind. No DNA, no nothing, man. Just 11 players vibing on the pitch.
That's actually true, you know. They lost their spark, bro. 100%. The whole Big Ange kind of hype was up last season.
And I feel sorry for Solanke, man. I was watching, bro. I don't think I don't know when he's going to score, bro. He's not looking like he's going to score anytime soon.
Aye. Well, man, them Tottenham, bruv. Big Ange, is he going to get sacked, man? You see the comments and that. He was getting rattled.
100%.
I don't think he's going
to
make it.
Do you think he'll make it to the end of the season, though?
I think he'll end of the season. I think they'll sack him still.
If they sack him before, that is dark.
Yeah.
Can they really do that?
Before the end of the season, they can do that.
Nah, just more of like...
they get rid of him?
That would be dark. Yeah, I think they can get rid of him.
Nah, but it just looks bad, though.
It's like a conveyor belt,
isn't it? Cycle,
isn't it?
Just keep going.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know who would come in.
The candidates they're saying, the two strong candidates is the Bournemouth manager, Iraola. He's done a great job at Bournemouth. And another strong candidate is Thomas Frank from Brentford.
So they want to mess up two good managers.
Yeah.
Would Thomas Frank leave Brentford, though? He seems like someone that's going to be in Brentford for a minute.
I think he would leave Brentford for the right club. But the question is Tottenham the right club for? How much of a step up is Brentford to Tottenham? Is that disrespectful, one? I don't know if it is.
Yeah.
But realistically, though, man, Tottenham are a big club, but they don't spend bare money. Do you know what I mean? They don't. Do you know what I mean? They spend, like, smartly. So how much is it of him going there and like having like this mad playground and war chest to really cement himself as a top, top manager? I don't know how much of a step up from Brentford to Tottenham is.
Anymore, innit? Mm. Before we'd be like, whoa, like that's a big, that's a top four team. But
if Conte and Mourinho couldn't do anything with Tottenham, what the hell can them two do?
Well, true, I guess. Yeah. But, you know, their managers are based on spending a lot of money, innit? That's what their man do.
Yeah.
They spend a lot of cash, get the players in they need.
That's true.
Yeah. And if, what's his name? Daniel Levy's going, no,
that's
sorry.
That's true.
So maybe he could make it work on like a shoestring. Because maybe Thomas Frank has proved that he can do that at Brentford, innit?
That's
but
true.
Then again, the level of player that you can sign at Brentford that would work for the level of Brentford for a cheap price, to do what Tottenham want to do, you might not be able to sign that level of player for a cheaper price. Do you know what I mean?
So even when they brought in that guy, I don't know why they brought that guy in, you know? The Tell, the one that scored the penalty.
But Tyce Tell,
Why did they bring him in?
Wow, bruv, he was meant to be... it didn't work for him, I guess. But all right, guys, that is the weekly roundup. Let's talk Champions League. We'll wrap it up with the stat I will reveal.
Yep.
And let's get into it, man, because it's going to be a big week. Could be a historic week. For the Gooners.
Aye, hopefully.
Make sure you stick with us, baby. Let's go.
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
But all right, guys, let's get back into it. Champions League approaches this week. And now we've definitely got a chat about it, man, because Liverpool are out, which is an L for me, but the game's
only
the game.
Two English teams left.
Only two English teams left, and that is Aston Villa and Arsenal. And we have a strong...
Crazy that we're even saying those two teams, because I'm sure a lot of people will not have Arsenal and Aston Villa in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, exactly, bro. And deep, if we would have beat PSG, it would have been Liverpool versus Aston Villa. That would have been mad.
Ooh.
Well, I wouldn't have been mad, but I would have been annoying.
Why
in the Champions League to go down the road? Do you know what I mean? To go play in Birmingham.
Can you imagine? Oh, we're playing them and that.
Yeah, we're playing at Villa Park. Do you know what I mean? You don't play in the Champions League to play at Villa Park, bro. No offense.
Nah, you want that, though.
Yeah, well, I guess in terms of winning. But you know when they do, like, the teams you beat on the road to the final?
Oh, yeah.
Aston Villa.
Oh,
big up. Maybe that's disrespectful, isn't it? But
yeah.
Listen, who cares, isn't it? Confirm it. But yeah, man, let's not make this about Liverpool. Let's make this about Arsenal. You guys are... Here's a stat that I'm going to reveal.
Oh, yeah, what's the stat? Yeah, go on.
Did you know, you guys, Arsenal and Real Madrid have only ever met in the Champions League one time?
Raw.
In it?
And we've got a 100% record.
And you've got a 100% record against them.
Okay.
You scored one goal against them.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was Titi.
Tonton.
I was looking at it this morning, because when I was on, doing radio, I wanted to preview about it.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, what's the head-to-head between these men? And you guys have only played each other that twice on that occasion.
I was like,
these men have only played each other against each other one time. Two times, I guess, because
of
the tie.
Because of the tie, yeah.
But I was like, what the hell? That's mad.
That's actually mad still.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, that's mad.
I was like, bro, why is it like, bro?
But then again, it's crazy because you would think something like that would give us boost. But then again, we're just like, bro.
Yeah, it's too long ago, isn't it? Yeah.
It's too long ago. Like reality, bro.
I lost changed.
What do you mean? I remember that game.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We're showing our age, mate.
For real.
What do you mean? Do you remember? Can you remember? Okay, cool.
The goal?
No. Of course. Not the goal. Can you remember? Can you name Mandem?
I saw this in a dream, God. I know the answer.
The start.
Maybe.
Can you name the starting lineup?
Oh, maybe. The starting lineup? Oh, no.
Now, maybe.
Go on.
Okay, T, wait.
Start for the keeper.
Maybe.
What year would it have been? 2006, isn't it?
Yeah.
God damn.
Who would have been in goal?
Lehmann.
Sagna, maybe?
Nah.
Bakare.
No, I don't think so.
So this is the game, yeah? We'll do it from the game where you guys won. So
Gilberto Silva was there for playing.
This is the game that Arsenal won. 1-0 at the Bernabeu in 2006. Do you want the specific date? 21st of February 2006, this game was played. Mandem, can you name the starting 11 that day?
I can try.
So we started with Lehmann.
So you started Lehmann.
Ding! Is that correct?
Correct.
Fullback.
Flamini was playing left back.
Yeah. If you got this, you guys were Arsenal fans. Yeah, Flamini was playing at left back.
Yeah.
Damn, good start.
Right back, Eboué.
Yes.
Oh, the centre-backs.
Centre-backs would have been 2006. Sol Campbell.
No, he didn't play this game.
Oh, he didn't play that game.
So he would have...
Yaya? No, not Yaya.
Kolo Touré. Yeah. Would have been a backup centre-back, man.
Hey,
on the right lines.
Couldn't be Skelechi.
But it's...
Couldn't be Skelechi.
It's a...
Senderos. Philip Senderos. Felipe.
All right, let's move into midfield.
Silva.
Jabari Silva is there, heart of the midfield.
Yeah, Silva.
DM.
Perez
didn't start, no. He's on the bench. Came on, though.
Lundberg.
Freddie Lundberg did start the game.
Was Kleb one of them?
Kleb was one of them, okay, yeah.
One more winger.
You got three more players.
No, I mean like in the midfield.
Oh, one more, my bad.
Flamini?
No, you already named him.
Oh, we named him already?
I named him as left back.
2006.
Damn, man's throwing it back. That's nearly 20 years ago, man.
Winger.
You've already said Lundberg, innit?
Yeah, I said Lundberg.
You said Perez already.
Yeah, yeah. Who else was there, man?
All right, so we know TT was up front.
Yeah, TT was up front. Who's next to him?
So you got two players left.
Reyes?
Antonio Reyes is one of them.
Okay, Reyes. So we got one more, bro. One more player, bro. We can do this.
Nah, it couldn't have been. Was it Bergkamp?
No, it wasn't
Bergkamp. No. Reyes.
The time is on.
Okay, you give us a minute.
I'm going to give you... Because you've only got one player to guess.
One player.
30 seconds.
One player. We need to throw some names.
If you don't get it, you're going to be fuming with yourself. I can't lie.
It wasn't Cesc. Was it Cesc?
Cesc Fabregas.
It was Cesc Fabregas.
Hey, clutch. How did we not say that?
Clutch, yeah.
Oh my god, he must have been too
bonus
young
points.
For that. He was, yeah.
Bonus points if you can get the bench.
The bench?
Bonus points if you can get the bench.
Nah, you're doing too much now, man.
All right, I'll name the bench, yeah. Almunia, Diaby, Perez, yeah. Alex Song, Theo Walcott.
Song.
Song.
Yeah, Alex Song, yeah. And Giroud.
That's a strong bench, you know.
18.
Yeah, Yohan Giroud. And there's a guy called Lopoli. He must have been like an academy player.
That's a strong
bench. Yeah, it's a decent squad, man. Yeah, no wonder you guys done so well. Can you name the Real Madrid team?
Bro, I know Ronaldo was in that team, though.
Bro. Guti. R9 Guti.
Casillas.
Roberto Carlos,
yes.
Was Zidane still there?
Zidane was there.
Bro, it's a good team.
Ramos?
Yeah, 100.
Sergio Ramos.
Ramos. Fullback. Who would be fullback? Right side. Oh,
if you get this one, bruv, you man, yeah, you man, no ball if you get this.
Nah, it would be Ramos on the right side. He weren't playing centre back back then.
Apparently, he was. Huh?
Was he playing centre back now?
Who's he playing centre? Wait, have you said that was centre back?
No.
Ramos, Pepe.
Nah, way before Pepe.
Oh, that's two. Yeah, why did you join the clue? Pepe, yeah.
English.
Oh, Beckham.
Nah, centre back.
English.
Oh, centre back.
Yeah.
McManaman?
Jonathan Woodgate, yeah.
Bro. That's crazy. The fullback is spinning me. Who was right fullback?
Cecilio.
For Real Madrid.
Oh, Cecilio.
I was not going to get that. Yeah, okay, yeah. Kaká, was Kaká there? Was
Kaká wasn't there?
Nah, not yet.
Too early. Yeah, it is. Bro. Raul?
Raul was on the bench.
Robinho?
No, not yet. Was he?
Robinho.
Was Robinho there?
Robinho.
Raw. That's crazy.
Have you said everyone? I feel like we said.
You said Beckham, innit?
Yeah, Beckham.
Beckham.
Yeah.
You got two more. No, actually, you said Ronaldo.
Yeah.
R9.
You said Guti.
Yeah, Guti.
No, you got Guti. One more then.
Oh, one more. Ooh, Real Madrid.
Bro, this one, okay, if you get this one, then yeah.
What position?
Centre mid. he played. But would have been Guti, no?
Guti, Zidane, and one more. Do you want a clue?
Yeah, please.
He played for Everton.
Oh, my Lord.
Nah.
Bald.
Oh my Lord.
Nah.
What's his name?
Nah,
white guy, innit?
White guy, yeah.
Bro, what's his name?
Can't remember.
You're going to be...
Does it begin with a C?
No. Same shape letter, almost.
Nah,
that remember. Gives you no help, by the way. Sorry.
Everton as well? Nah, I can't remember.
Thomas Graverson.
Graverson.
Oh, bro, I'm not remembering him, bro.
Yeah, that's fuming. But all right, man, let's turn our attentions to fast forward now. Let's get back in the hyperbolic time chamber and come back to 2025. Arsenal take on Real Madrid. Man, let me know, innit? What are the chances? You guys are at home. You're going to start a stronger team. What are you, man, thinking?
I think, yeah, that we can...
This is it, T,
man. We can do something, man. We can definitely do something.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
It is going to be tough, man.
And I think it's just, you know...
Whoever turns up on a day, whoever wants it more, will win that game.
Well, I think it goes back to what you were saying about Saka as well, though. Yeah. He's going to dem him. Martinelli and him already Saka, do it, but they're going to have
the pressure on Saka already. If Saka is starting, the pressure has started from the changing room. As soon as they've said his name, the pressure's there. They're going to want Saka to do everything. And you know what it is as well, yeah? I feel like if Saka's starting, will probably give us a boost, but then it could be a, not a downfall, but it could be like, okay, we're going to give you the ball.
Yeah, rely.
You're the guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm.
Do your thing.
Now we've got you back.
Yeah, do your thing. You're the guy. Like, do this, do that. And after, it might get overwhelming. But then again, he might even succumb to the pressure and be like, yo, okay, I'm the guy, bro. Give me that ball. I'm a jug. And then end up putting in a massive performance and then...
Coming of age story, man.
Exactly.
If he plays amazing in this tie, then all the talk about can he do it, can he not do it, is he one of the best?
Yeah,
I think that has to be squashed completely.
Because you're playing against...
Now you're there.
You're playing against probably what? Would we say the second best team in the world?
But I'll give you...
Because I think Barca's probably the best team in the world.
Probably not right in this now. Tournament.
Yeah, not in this tournament.
Champions League. Nah, bro. Real Madrid.
Our favourites.
This tournament belongs to Madrid, bro.
They're favourites.
It belongs to
Madrid. Yeah, man.
And I'd say as well, actually, Saka did kind of prove it almost.
When he came back that game, innit?
Bro, when we played Bayern. And yeah, true. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom. Mm. I was like, yeah, it's our time. These men at the back want to do fuckery.
So hopefully, hopefully he puts in a performance. But hopefully we put in a performance. I don't want to put too much pressure on Saka.
I like that.
But yeah, man, I feel like if all the pieces play well, put everyone does.
The emphasis is on him, though, isn't it? The emphasis is on Bakayo, man.
Especially if he's starting.
It is, isn't it?
If he's starting, they're going to be onto him, though.
What do you think they're going to clamp him up?
Of course, 100%. Bro, because don't get me wrong, like, Real Madrid, but they're also scared of Saka, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
They're aware of his threat, exactly. So they're going to be onto him, man.
100%, man. Is there any players that you, man, are worried about in the tie in general? Who would you say is the key man to worry about for all of Arsenal? I said all of them. Anyone in particular? So there's going to be some matchups, yeah? Now you guys haven't got Gabriel. Matchups will be Mbappe, Bellingham.
Obviously, I'm afraid of Mbappe, Rodrigo, but not Rodrigo, Vinny, but for me, Rodrigo. I think Rodrigo's, because I watched him against the Atletico Madrid, yeah, he was the one that he stood up first and everyone else kind of like...
Yeah,
he led the way, so...
Yeah, I think he's the one that's going to go under. He always does, bro.
Yeah, he always does.
And he's actually so cold as well.
Obviously, come on, if Mbappe's on it, it's a very long day.
Bro, him versus Skelly could be... Rodrigo versus Skelly. Yeah.
Well, we're talking about coming of age for Saka.
Skaski.
Welcome, innit, to the big leagues now.
That could be a very...
And
yeah,
man are not, bro, Mbappe in behind as well, the centre-backs.
And I'll tell you another good one as well, actually. Jude versus Rice. That's going to be...
Yeah. Oh, no, man. That's gonna bro, Jude, come on, man. Jude's going to score Rice, man.
Bro,
let me not lie. Yeah, you might be right. It might be a tough
Jude
battle.
Jude versus Rice is actually a good... England teammates as well.
Yeah, that's actually a good battle.
Yeah, right, you know. Yeah, they're going to be like, what? You think you're the guy, yeah?
Them might fall out, you know.
Yeah, depending on the tie.
Them might fall out.
Might do Rooney Ronaldo.
That's actually there.
Yeah, my boy, man, what you doing?
Yeah. You might get my son off on that.
You know, you tap him on the head.
Run it.
And that's class. Burn, you know, when they tap you on the head or they slap your face. Like, oh.
Yeah, that one's peaking it. Yeah, okay, yeah, that's a good matchup as well. Well, brother, Mandem, do you think overall, have you got a prediction for the tie overall? What are you thinking? First leg, second leg, you're going away to the Bernabeu.
I think we'll win one. I think we'll win 2-0.
At home?
Yeah.
What, over the tie? Europe?
No, at home. I said, you don't believe yourself.
That's the way
you
laugh.
Don't believe yourself. No. All right, cool. Realistically,
yeah.
First leg, I think we can win 1-0.
1-0. Nick it at home.
Second leg, I don't know. We could lose, but I think we might still...
You think you'll score out
like,
there?
It'll be like a 2-1, then it might go to like extra time, and then that's when it might get swayed. Either we lose extra time or we lose in pens. But I think we can win at home 1-0.
Yeah. Okay, so it's going to be a competitive tie then, yeah?
Yeah.
What about you, T? What do you think?
Honestly... I think we're probably going to lose at home
2-0. 2-0?
Okay. Yeah.
Damn.
Then we'll get something.
Then we're going to beat them at Santiago 3-0.
Yo.
All right, man.
You know, all right, man. That's been bench
podcast. Yeah. Come back next week.
Trust me. That's okay. A 3-0 away.
That's a 3-0 away. Man, this guy wants the absolute Rolls Royce story.
Yo,
man.
Yeah, you know the ones? Yeah. Saka scored a hat trick. Oh my lord.
Do you know what? Actually, nah. Give me 2 from Saka.
What, in the first leg or second leg?
Nah, second leg.
Yeah.
2 from Saka. Then we put Ethan on to score the winner. Oh my,
oh my lord.
This guy's gas.
Newspapers.
That would be
media.
Oh fam.
I can't lie. If we do something like that, if like something like that were to occur, yeah, we have to win the league. We have to win Champions League. Yeah. We actually have to win Champions League.
Yeah.
No, I believe it more.
That's a dream story, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll believe it more. Yeah, I'll believe it more as well.
If we took out Madrid, that would
like,
be
like, if regardless of how it goes, if we, let's say it's a draw, then it goes to pens, or it's like we win, they win, but it leads to going to pens. Mm. If we can come out of that tie and win.
If you beat Real Madrid, man, it's on.
That is, I can't lie. Literally.
You beat Real Madrid, fam, that's on,
that's
fam.
That's a statement to say, yo, yeah, we can actually do this.
Brother, you beat Real Madrid, that is on like Donkey Kong, fam. So, all right, man, are you feeling optimistic? Yeah, it's going
to
be a competitive game.
You have to be optimistic.
You have to be optimistic. Let's quickly run through the rest of the man. Then Paris Saint-Germain take on Aston Villa. Aston Villa go to Paris as well, so their first leg away is away.
Asensio against old team as well.
Asensio is against his old team. I don't know if he can play or not, that's the only thing.
Oh,
but we'll have to. If he can, he's got a point to
play. No, wait, has he not? Oh, against PSG, innit?
Yeah. I don't know if he can play against his parent club. But, yeah, let's have a look at this. Talking about, like, man them that haven't played together or played against each other, I don't think there is a head-to-head for PSG versus Villa. Which is
don't
funny.
Think so?
Nah, I actually don't think they've ever crossed paths. So,
Okay.
Man, what were you thinking about this game? I think this one's an interesting one because Aston Villa have got some good, experienced European players. Tillemans, Onana, who else they got? Matson, Marlon,
goalkeeper,
the manager, exactly. The manager's done it four times in
Europe. World Cup winning goalkeeper.
World Cup winning goalkeeper. But PSG, as they proved against Liverpool, bruv, they're a good fucking team.
Smoky.
Bro. Yeah, they're a good team. Kakarot, Dembele.
Kakarot.
They got that midfield trio. This one's going to be an interesting tie, you know. I know Arsenal versus Real Madrid, is probably like the marquee game of that night.
Yeah.
But this PSG game, this could be a really good game.
Is the PSG game on Tuesday? Or
it's on Tuesday as
on
well.
On Tuesday as well, okay.
Yeah, man. What we saying, man? Who's going to be the star, man? Morgan Rodgers got a chance to step up here. Yeah. It's going to be a great game, man.
It's gonna I can't lie. Yeah, it's going
to
be
who we got, man?
What, to take the tie?
Take the tie. How much of a PSG, factor is, man, Unai Emery going to be in this
PSG,
picture as well?
Man. PSG.
Do you think Unai Emery could manoeuvre something here?
He can, but I think PSG will just they'll get over the line, man. They're smoky, man.
Yeah, they're a great team. The players are hungry. The Dembele is in as well.
Their players are hungry.
What, even with the second leg
in Birmingham? Yeah.
Bro, they're Parc des Princes, or whatever you say. Parc des Princes.
I'm just saying,
you trying to back Villa, yeah?
No, I'm just saying. I thought, you know, anything can happen, innit?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It could be
back in the Brits, mate. I love it. Big him up, bro.
That's whoever turns up on a day, innit?
Villa have got a good team, man. They've got an experienced manager in Europe, so.
But the way PSG played against Liverpool, that's a problem. That's a big problem.
Nah. Yeah,
if you can do that to Liverpool, anyone in the Prem can get it, really.
I think I will lead towards PSG.
I think I have all the teams still left in the competition. PSG would be a team that, I'm not going to lie, I don't think we want to butt them PSG, man.
Yeah, it's peaking it, man. Let's move on to the next one then. Barcelona versus Borussia Dortmund.
That might be an interesting game, but Barca's going to take that, man.
I think Barca are going to take that. Three of the top scorers of the competition playing this game, you know. So they have Guirassy, who plays for Borussia Dortmund, scored 10 goals.
Black striker.
Black guy.
Where's he from?
I don't know.
Is it short?
I
think I know he's African.
Like he's from Ivory Coast. That's what it sounds like to me. Yeah. I'm going to take a guess. And say it's from the Ivory Coast.
Like a Mali. Actually, no, I don't think it's from Mali.
Maybe
Senegal.
Senegal T. Have a look on your app and find that one out. But the other two top scorers play for Barcelona.
That
one of them
is Rafinha.
11 goals in the Champions League.
Rafinha's been getting Ballon d'Or talks as well.
Fam. And if they win La Liga as well, that would rather only helps. And Lewandowski on 9 goals. So
man,
I reckon
Lewandowski, man. Against his old club, but to be fair, he's played Dortmund enough times. So.
Yeah, fam. So it's one of those ones. But yeah, I reckon Barcelona will go through.
Yeah, so mad. I see Barca comfortably going through. You know.
Yeah, man. Barca are looking good this year. I can't lie.
Dangerous.
Yeah, they are looking good. And then lastly, man, the last tie, which is actually two of the biggest clubs in Europe: Bayern Munich versus Inter Milan.
Huh? Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, serious?
What? Bayern and Inter.
They're the biggest clubs in Europe?
Well, two of the biggest clubs
in
Europe.
Oh, sorry. They were the two, biggest. The biggest. Yeah, they are.
Two of the biggest, though, fam. Do you know what I mean? Bayern Munich, Inter Milan.
They're big clubs. You're right.
Been around the block.
History. Inter's got a lot of history.
That's going to be a good game as well,
man. You're right.
That's going to be a good
great game.
Who we got on show there? Man, like Elise. Elise first. All right. The streets don't forget. Musiala there. Harry
Kane. Sane will play?
Sane will play. I think he's been playing this season. Obviously, him and company used to be teammates.
Then you've got, what's the guy, the fullback? Davis.
Yeah, also Davis, man. They got it's
Harry Kane up front.
But let's not underestimate Inter.
I'm not gonna lie, they've been getting on to Harry Kane though. The amount of goals he scored, they're still getting onto him. They're saying he's not mobile enough.
Fam, but that's probably true.
But they're making it work though. He's still scoring goals.
Yeah, but guys, still.
Oh, sorry, my man's from Guyana, by the way.
Oh, he's Caribbean. Wait.
Yeah, Guyana.
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 This guy's from the Caribbean, yeah.
He's Caribbean.
That's not Caribbean. Guyana. Wait.
I'm sure Guyana's Caribbean.
Oh, no, it's Guinea. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, gay.
Sorry, my bad.
Hey, you see,
that's hilarious. Yeah, yeah. You would have got shaked.
Class,
yeah.
No. My geography's great. Hey, don't give me that.
No. It's when they say, "Hey, T, can you read for us?" You know, miss, do I have to? I think Marcus wants to read.
Stand up, take him bare long to get through the paragraph.
Hey, we're just looking at you like this.
Yeah.
See, I'm here in Caribbean. I'm like, what would you mean, Caribbean? My bad.
What's it, Guyana? And he's going Congo. I love it.
Okay,
Guinea. Right, big up Grassy though.
Guinea-Bissau.
T, appreciate the knowledge, my dog. On my days, I forgot.
I think they speak French.
Do they?
I think. I'm not
bro, I saw a mad graphic the other day of like all the European countries that colonized Africa.
Bro, France colonized a lot of.
They colonized a lot of Africa, man.
And I think France, the majority, obviously British, yeah.
The British and Portugal.
Portugal got a few as well. Not a lot, but a few.
Angola, Mozambique.
Yeah, that's Cape Verde, man. That's nice.
Cape Verde. Sorry, man, if we get into politics.
It's a football.
We're
turning to uncles, isn't it?
So.
They came here
and they took.
And now they won't even let us in. But all right, man. I don't even know where I was going with that. But that is the Champions League, man, them. Who have I got winning the Champions League?
Yeah, the whole thing. God, all, the
I'm going PSG, man. I'm going PSG. Bruh. I'm going PSG. I think they're going to do it. I think this is the year that they do it. Someone said something interesting to me earlier. It said, ironically, they bought the superstars to come and win them the Champions League, but now they've sold the superstars, they're going to win the Champions League.
It leads up to for a good story.
Don't let your happenings destroy your happiness.
I can't lie, I'm probably gonna go with. I have to be optimistic, bro. Arsenal. If we can beat Real Madrid, bro.
Then you buck PSG
or Barca. Oh, we're not. Oh, are we bucking PSG?
You buck PSG. Yeah,
Chai.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of we beat them before, but it was a different game though.
Different game though.
We a different game now.
So different game. Now they got Kakarov.
We've already got that superior.
He's back.
We're ready.
Nah, but what are the odds? He was traveling from.
It will be a different game though. It'll be a different game.
Yeah, no, I hear it.
Kakarov.
Yeah, Kakarov's back from.
Bruv. Yeah, nah, if we beat Madrid, it's us, man.
Yeah, to be fair, if you beat Madrid, then it's, bro, it's on, innit? It's on like Donkey Kong.
I just hope and pray no more players for Arsenal get injured, man, because we're injuries.
Me too, man, that's long. We give Jar thanks and prayers, my doggy.
Nah, for real, because, bro, injuries is just like, it's a killer, man.
Yeah, it is a
killer. You can't put a full strength team up.
Yeah, it is peak, man, especially when you're going up in the big stages, bro, if you need the full man, then.
Mm.
But all right then, guys, that is another episode of the Bench Podcast, man. The Champions League has been covered. Let us know what you think, man. If you think Arsenal are going to win the Champions League, man, let us know, bro.
Yeah, Arsenal winning, man.
Yeah, big up. Would that be a better season?
2024, if they finish second season, Arsenal won the Champions League.
Where do we rate your season if you finish second and win the Champions League?
It's a good season, bro.
Bad.
Do you know
why? That's almost an 8 out of 10 for me, mate.
Do you know why? Do you know why it would be a good season? Because Arsenal never won champ before.
So bro, that's literally.
That would
you think you'll do a parade?
Bro, yes. I'll be there.
Bro, listen, yeah. Hey.
You be there.
Bro, 100%. These men could finally stop with this Champions League bullshit.
In fact, Arsenal are going to win the Champions League.
We've gassed them, guys. We've gassed them. I love it. But all right, guys, if you know where to find us, man, make sure you watch us on YouTube. Yeah, even though we're not there, but we will be there. Make sure you're on YouTube. Like, share, subscribe, do that good stuff. If you listen to the audio version of the podcast, make sure you download. Give us a like. Appreciate it, man. We will be back again. Yes, same place, same time.
And hopefully we'll be back saying Arsenal won the first leg.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's actually
true. Arsenal won the first leg.
We'll be back same place, same time next week, baby. Let's go.
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.